You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
All right, so I have just returned from Denver, and while I was there, we talked a lot about some of the hotly contested races going on in Colorado. And now we want to move on to another state. This weekend, WNYC's Anna Sale traveled to Connecticut, and she found some mixed emotions even among party faithful, which is kind of similar to what we heard in Colorado. Anna is the editor of WNYC's new political site, itsafreecountry.org. Good morning.
Hi.
All right, so you went to New Haven yesterday. That's where Bill Clinton was actually campaigning for his own classmate from Yale Law School, Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal. He's running against the Republican Linda McMahon. It's a very tight race still, right?
That's right. It's about 6 points according to a poll that came out last week.
Okay. This is the Senate race?
This is the U.S. Senate race, yeah.
Okay, so you went to the rally, and what was the rally like?
The rally was interesting. There were about 1,500 Democratic faithful who turned out. Bill Clinton nostalgia was in high gear. Many folks I talked to pointed to the great economy, balanced budgets of that time. But it was interesting that didn't necessarily carry over to talking about Obama. Everyone was a fan of Richard Blumenthal, but some folks had some doubts about what Obama's been doing in Washington. Like this guy, Joe Sheehy. His wife is actually a local Democratic activist, but this is what he said about Obama.
I'm sure Obama's trying. I know he's done a lot, but I don't think he's surrounded himself with the smart people Bill Clinton did.
Okay, so it's probably a good thing President Obama is not running in this particular election. But you not only talked to all the people who were attending the rally, but then you went and talked to some of the party line Republicans who were protesting the rally. What did they have to say?
It was hot. It was a hot protest. There was shouting happening back and forth across the road from Blumenthal supporters and then protesters. There were Tea Party elements there, but there were also folks who just said, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, and I'm tired. I talked to this one woman, Deborah Cooney, who said she first talked about socialism, being afraid that we were bending towards socialism in the U.S., and I asked her what she meant. She just pointed to the bank bailouts, the auto bailouts, the sense that the folks who work hard in America are not being taken care of, that they have to take care of others. And I said, is that what got you out to this rally? What is it that got you to start coming out to these things? And this is what she said.
Just the fact that Congress is just trying to decide what's best for the people without listening to the people or its constituents. I call my congressional offices and my senator offices to express my opinion. And unfortunately, here in Connecticut, the representatives just all go in lockstep with that party line. And I think probably they push people too far.
Okay, so you clearly ran into a lot of middle-class Americans, which fits into our entire second hour this morning. We're going to be talking all about America's middle class. Did you kind of learn something about the voting patterns of our middle class, what's going on to the middle class in America?
I learned there's a lot of anxiety in the middle class in America. It was really striking. This protest was happening. I walked 100 yards away, and there was a man and a teenager doing basketball drills, a Sunday morning regular routine. It ended up it was a former UConn basketball player named Earl Kelly who three times a week comes out with this teenager. I asked him about the Senate race, and he's been following it closely. He's an independent voter. He doesn't know who to vote for. This is what he said he wants.
I would hope that they would pay a little more close attention to the middle-class families that are struggling with provide for their kids and hopefully afford them the opportunity to allow their kids to get a higher education, because I think that's what this country is built on. And a lot of that hasn't been going on, at least in the communities that I deal with.
Well, Earl Kelly is probably right. Not everybody can count on a basketball scholarship to UConn, right? As Anna Sale is the editor of itsafreecountry.org. That's WNYC's new political site. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.